Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
This past Tuesday, we launched something really wonderful here on B105. It's called Canine Comfort, benefiting Cincinnati Children's Animal Assisted Therapies. And it is what you think it is. They're service dogs, basically. And these dogs go room to room at children's there, and they bring a lot of smiles to kids who probably haven't been smiling that much since they got there. And that's what it's all about, easing their stress, making them feel better, going out on appointments with them in the hospital when they need to go get something done, a procedure or anything like that, or as simple as just climbing into the bed with them, just a calming presence, almost like a weighted blanket laying across their legs. They're wonderful, and they have quite a few of these dogs, and that's why we want you to donate to help take care of these dogs and maintain them. We're not trying to buy them a new dog, but there's a lot of upkeep involved with these animals, and they need things, and that's where you come in as a B105 listener. You go to B105.com, and there's four different bundles there, all different prices that you can purchase and donate. It's very simple, and if you do it this week, you're going to be in the running to win an autographed Jelly Roll guitar and a pair of tickets to see him at the KFC Yum Center in Louisville on October the 12th. So B105.com is where it starts. And you're listening to this and you're saying, okay, so that's a pretty good incentive to donate, but maybe give me something else. How about this? Some firsthand information on how beneficial these dogs are to the kids. We welcome Marissa to the show. Marissa, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing good. So I understand that your son was recently in Cincinnati Children's for about a week?
Yes, he was. Earlier in March, he was.
And what was going on? Do you want to share?
Yeah, he has asthma. He has really bad, uncontrollable asthma. So Children's is usually the safest place for him to be.
While you were there on this stay, you interacted with one of the therapy dogs.
Yes. I don't recall the handler's name, but the dog, his name was Chevy. Mm-hmm. He was a beautiful dog. He was a big blonde, long-haired dog, and he really does make everybody's day.
So when your son, Rhett, met Chevy, could you kind of tell, like, did it put him at ease, or what was his reaction to the therapy dog?
Oh, yeah, it definitely made his day. You know, when you're confined to a room for a week, you don't get to do much. So he actually teared up a little and got a little excited. He has dogs of his own at home, so it definitely makes him feel more comfortable and more like home.
Yeah, so what did the dog do while he was going through his, like, breathing therapies?
So the dog is just really chill. The dog laid down most of the time, and then they kind of let you, you know, just pet and love on them. And the handler gives you this, they have this little, like, it looks like a baseball card, and it has facts on it about the dog. And it's just kind of like a chill environment for a little bit for the kids to have just some, like, peace while they're there.
Do you think interacting with the dog made the stay shorter because he was able to do his therapy in a less stress environment?
I think so. I mean, even if, you know, you have to stay a long time, it definitely helps the time pass. And it's definitely something that Children's excels on. You know, medically, it's not always about the medical side. Sometimes it's just about the simpler things, and the dogs definitely make the time pass.
You mentioned that Rhett, you know, got tears in his eyes, like tears of joy. But how did it make you feel? You know, you're sitting there watching your 7-year-old go through something so uncomfortable and hard. How did Chevy make you feel?
It definitely made me tear up a little too, because, you know, like you said, when you're sitting there and there's not much as a parent you can do to help, but It makes me a little less stressed, and it makes me very joyful. It definitely helps everybody, parents and children.
That's what it's all about, the Canine Comfort Program. I mean, we've heard from the handlers and administrators there that, you know, it is for the patients, but it also helps the family members of the patient as well as their staff there. The nurses and the doctors love to see the dogs as much as you guys do.
Correct. Yes.
Hey, how's Rhett doing today?
He's great. He is back at school. He's back from spring break. They expect him to make a good recovery, and we hope to stay out of the hospital. As much as we love it, we don't want to go back anytime soon.
Right.
Yeah, that's
well, good.
Right.
We're glad to hear that he's getting better.
Well, thanks for sharing with us this morning, Marissa. You and Rhett's encounter with Chevy, the therapy dog there at Children's, made all the difference.
Yes. Thank you guys for sharing, and thanks for helping get donations for the dog.
Like I said, where it starts is at B105.com. Head over there. And the dog you see in the bed with the child is named Marty, who we've met. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful animal. It's 8:31.
More of the Big Dave Podcast. Who was right last night?
You're right.
On B105.
You know what? You're right.
All right, who was right last night? This morning, I guess I am a judge and jury of one because Statman are on a little break, and I've got Haley here in the courtroom with me. Good morning, Haley.
Good morning.
So I just want you to know that my verdict will not be final because we'll have the B105 listeners weighing in and their jury, and I'm going to be requiring them to do that very heavily today, okay?
Okay.
All right, so lay out your problem for me. I understand this is with, like, your best friend.
Yeah, we've been best friends, like, forever. So here's the thing. Like, she's always been a little overweight, like, you know, but body positivity, all that, like, she talks about it all the time, and I try not to get involved. You know, I love her for who she is, but she has put on some more weight lately, so all these endless conversations about what she's eating and what diet she's trying and how many calories she had that day, and, like, I try to be super supportive, but, like, now she's doing this thing where if I'm like, hey, you want to meet up and get some pizza, or you want to go for a drink, or everything's no, 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 because of the diet. I can't eat this. I can't go there. I'll be tempted if we do this. So, like, she shuts everything down, and all she does is talk about her weight and her diet, like, to the point where you're, like, almost dread the phone call. But then she'll do some, you know, she'll call you the next morning and be like, oh, I was so bad. I was watching Bridgerton and, like, ate a whole pint of ice cream. And it's like, you do you. Like, you want to eat the ice cream, go nuts. But, like, the whole other end of it, it's, like, exhausting. And then, like, she won't do anything, but then isn't really kind of on a diet. I don't know.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
No, well, so, all right, let me get this straight. So she will not go out and do stuff with you. You're limited to what you can do with your best friend now because she's so obsessed with this. And she'll turn down, like, say, go into the sports bar to get some wings, have a beer or something, because she says that's bad for her and it's tempting. And there's other stuff to eat there, by the way. But, I mean, she won't do any of that. But then she will tell you, oh, my God, I blew it doing this.
Right. Exactly.
You want to hang out with your friend and do stuff and you know, fun stuff. And you can't because she's uber focused on this weight loss thing.
Right. And it's not even like I'm trying to revolve everything around eating. She, like, turned it all into that. Like, we could just, like, if I say, let's go downtown and go shopping, but no, you know, that there's that cupcake place and, you know, I'll just want a cupcake. And I'm like, what? Okay. You know, but then.
What can you do?
Yeah.
You have not said anything to her about this. You're being supportive, trying to be a good friend.
Yep. I'm trying my best, but it's getting to a point where, like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I am the jury of one here today, with the exception of the B105 jury that we're going to hear from here in a second. So, Haley, I'm going to say, I mean, it sounds like you're doing everything right. You're being a friend, but you can only do that to a point where you're just going to have to say, hey, you know, I just want to go out and do stuff with you. And you're shutting down everything over this weight loss thing. And then you tell, you know, then you blow it and tell me you did something bad. It's like, well, why couldn't that bad thing have been with me while we were out? Is that selfish to say?
I don't know. I mean, like, moderation, like, okay, so you go out and I don't know.
Yeah, I can tell this is really okay. Well, that's where I'm at. I mean, I think you try to get up the nerve to say something to her, but I mean, it is a slippery slope. You got to be pretty delicate when you're doing this because you could fracture your friendship.
Absolutely. And I don't want to do that.
No. And like I said, you want to be the supportive friend. You know what, Haley? Let's see what 749-B105 has to say. And already coming through the B105 app, I have one from Angie who says, I think you definitely need to say something to her. Say, hey, you're really basically not any fun anymore because you just don't want to do anything. If you want to diet, yeah, I will support you. But if you're just going to blow it when my back is turned, then we got to figure something out. And that's what Angie says.
I mean, that's kind of how it's starting to feel.
All right, but let's see. Maybe some other great ideas will come through our B105 app and also at 749-B105. Help this girl out, Haley. She's trying to save her friendship. She wants to do things with her friend, and that ain't happening much right now, okay? Let's see what happens.
That sounds good to me.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Who was right last night? This morning we heard from Haley, and this is kind of a difficult situation. Her best friend has struggled with weight pretty much her whole life, and recently here it's becoming more so, and it's starting to become a problem because Haley's trying to stay supportive of her best friend, but her best friend never wants to go out because she wants to try to avoid the temptation. So they never get to do anything together anymore, and her best friend will say that and then also call her up and confess that she was bad and was binge watching Netflix and ate a whole pint of ice cream while she was watching something. And her friend's like, well, come on. I mean, we could go out together and you don't do that. So she doesn't know how to approach this. And we're asking for your help. Kay has a solution, she thinks. What do you got, Kay?
Yes, I do. And I hope it works for her. The first word here is friendship. Friendship works both ways. It takes two people to have that, not just one, and not just one person that's totally supportive. I think that you've supported her quite a bit, and it's getting stressful, and approach her as if to say, hey, I have a problem, and don't necessarily say it's her. Say, I have a friend that is doing this particular thing. She's not engaging with us in friendship, and it's starting to be a problem. If she doesn't recognize that it's her, then you have to tell her. You have to say, I love you dearly. You're my best friend. But you have to give something to this friendship. And that's the best you can do. Otherwise, it's not a friendship. She's there alone.
Well, thank you very much, Kay. I appreciate it.
Okay. Good luck, Haley.
Jenny, where do you weigh in on this? So that was probably a poor choice of words. I didn't mean that like that, but you know what I said.
Yeah, I just think that when you're friends and you're close, then signals can get mixed, and your friend who's trying to lose weight feels that she probably can say anything and act that way. And the friend on the other side, she does not have weight issues and does not have, you know, dieting struggles, then that can become, obviously, you know, a lot of tension there. But I think at the end of the day, you have to remember that you're not going to be able to change your friend. So if you can just be honest and say, I'm having a hard time with you talking about it all the time, how about you call me when you're ready to go do something, then we'll make it happen. And then that way there's a little bit of space and some breathing room for the gal that's trying to diet. And then the other friend won't feel like she's always being rejected.
Oh, that's a great idea. Thank you so much, Jenny.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. And a wonderful point from Bridget or Tracy coming through the B105 app says, she is, hey, bestie, say this to her. Hey, bestie, I miss our time together, and I have a great idea. Let's figure out some healthy dates. We can go out and challenge each other to eat and do healthy options. We also had Bridget recommend maybe ask her, hey, let's go do some fun exercise classes like Zumba or something like that. So lots of great suggestions.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
This past Tuesday, we launched something really special here at B105. It is called our B105 Canine Comfort Campaign, benefiting Cincinnati Children's. Now, they have these, Cincinnati Children's has these animal-assisted therapies, dog therapies, and they're therapy dogs that go into the rooms or go along on procedures with the children there at the hospital, and it makes a big difference. And there's a lot of these dogs, but there's also a lot of upkeep required with them. So we're encouraging you to go to B105.com and donate a bundle. And I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But we've had the privilege of a meeting at least one of these dogs so far here is the Big Dave Show when Mary Faith, the handler of Marty, a beautiful black lab, brought him by the studio for us to meet and tell us all about him.
Marty's job is to be there for whoever needs him. What he does is he helps through procedures. He'll also help patients who are there a little longer term with some normalization, hanging out together. And he also helps with compliance. So some of our kiddos need to walk and get around and move.
Sure.
And he helps with that. So he's a little bit of a Renaissance man where he does a little bit of everything.
Yeah. And the main thing he does is calm down the children there. And that's what it's all about, making them feel better, making their parents feel better. Heck, even the staff at Cincinnati Children's, when they see these therapy dogs coming through, they know them and they can't wait to see them. And I think it's super cute that all the dogs actually have a little collar on that has a packet of Purell in it so you can clean your hands before and after you pet them, because they're always wanting pets and they always give snuggles too in the beds. They get right up in the beds with the children there. So it's a wonderful thing. But like I said, we want you to help us out and to raise money and donate to Cincinnati Children's Canine Therapy program here. And you can go to B105.com, and there's four different bundles. It's pretty simple to donate. They got the playtime bundle that's $10, the accessory bundle like collar and leashes for $25, a vet care bundle because these dogs have to be taken care of. That's a $50 bundle. And then a $100 bundle is the fresh and clean groomer. It gives them a bath, a haircut, trim the nails, and do all the things to keep them, because you got to have the dogs looking good and smelling good when they're roaming around the hospital there and visiting the kids. So get to B105.com and do that. And if you do so this week, just the first week of this, this is the incentive prize, an autographed Jelly Roll guitar. You'll be in the running for that, and also a pair of tickets to see Jelly Roll at the KFC Yum Center in Louisville on October the 12th. So it's a great cause. Definitely head over to B105.com and read a little more about it and help us with our Canine Comfort Campaign here on B105. And
more of the Big Dave Podcast. It's the Big Dave Show, Dad Joke of the Day on B105.
And this morning we have Jody, a mom of two girls. She lives in Mount Orb and is also a middle school teacher there in Mount Orb. So you're all about Mount Orb. Are you like Miss Mount Orb?
Absolutely not.
Well, I think all your students are going to call you that today at school. So let's have that dad joke.
What kind of car does a chicken drive?
I don't know. What kind of car does a chicken drive?
A Yolkswagen.
Oh, my God. A Yolkswagen. I thought you were going to say a coupe.
Oh, that's a good one, too, though.
No, I like Yolkswagen a lot better, so that's fantastic. Jody, you have a wonderful day there in Mount Orb, and I hope those kids stay behaved for you today.
Right. Thanks so much.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Our good vibes today are coming from the small island of Sanday. It's part of the Orkney Islands in northern Scotland, and that's where a local grocery store owner, Dan Dyford, turned a huge mistake into a giant act of kindness. Dan was making some orders for Easter Sunday, and he accidentally ordered 80 cases of chocolate Easter eggs instead of just 80 individual chocolate Easter eggs. So it left him with excess of 720 chocolate Easter eggs, and the problem was the island of Sanday only has a population of 500, so he was going to have a hard time getting rid of these. But rather than letting his surplus go to waste, he decided to raffle them off in batches of 100, with proceeds going to the Royal National Lifeboat Institute. It's an organization that saves lives around the coast of the United Kingdom. And Dan's raffle was a huge success. He raised 3,000 British pounds, almost $3,800 U.S. dollars for the RNLI. And what Dan was doing started to get some national media coverage. And soon he was getting orders for one chocolate egg from people all over the world wanting to buy one to help the RNLI. And it also caught the eye of Nestle. Yeah, I think they know a thing or two about chocolate. Nestle was so impressed with Dan's campaign that they decided to match all the donations that came in, and that brought the total to 6,000 British pounds, almost 8,000 U.S. dollars. So that's amazing. Dan was worried he was going to become the butt of a joke for his ordering mistake, but instead, he became a global inspiration and provided a lot of support for a great cause. So to Dan Dyfed of Sandy Island in Scotland, thank you for the good vibes this morning.
B105. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
And today we got a brand new member from Dayton, KY, Brent Hobson. How you doing, Brent?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you, man?
Oh, we're all doing great. I like you. Work for the Fraternal Order of Police. So what do you do there?
Actually, I just do their fundraising for their children's charities, like the Shop with a Cop program and the coach for and school supplies and stuff for kids, underprivileged kids.
So I bet that's a very rewarding thing to do.
It doesn't buy you a new Ferrari, but it'll make you sleep well at night.
It's true. Yeah.
So this is an interesting thing. We have your girlfriend in our B105 Country Club right now, Serena.
Yes, you do.
And in your entry, you said, if we let you in the country club with her, when the two of you go down to the CMA Fest down in Nashville,
yep,
you would wear the jersey every single day while you were there.
Every day.
Wow.
Oh, we're going to have to get a picture of you every day down there on Broadway.
I'll send a picture every day.
I'd also like to see a picture of you in your hotel room washing it.
Actually, we've got a condo, so it's they have one there.
All right, good. I just, you know, because we don't want you stinking up the place and people going, that guy in the B105 jersey, Lord.
It is true.
She told me, she said that just because I agreed to that doesn't mean she's wearing it every day.
Yeah, well, you'll each have one.
You've been listening to B105 for a couple years now, ever since you moved to Kentucky. Where did you move from?
From Dayton, Ohio.
So wait a second. You moved from Dayton, Ohio to Dayton, Kentucky?
Yes, I did.
What, were you just lazy and didn't want to, you know, you're like, well, I want the same town name, but not the state name.
Well, I want to make sure I can remember my address. Actually, I met Serena, and that's why I moved.
That's awesome. What are some things you like about listening to B105 and start your morning with us?
Just, I mean, you guys are really funny, and you guys actually connect with the people, and everybody that seems to call in always has a good story, you know, about connecting with you guys, including my girlfriend. She's met Statman a few times, and that's all she talks about.
Well, now you've got a story, too, so you're in the country club. Let's get you officially in by playing the next song for you on B105 here. Brent, what's it going to be?
Man, it's got to be for my girl, Shameless.
For Serena from Brent. Happy Country Club members. Here we go. Let's get some Garth on.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast. B105.com.